The Artistry Festival gathers music, food and performance in one of the most stunning gardens, at Government House in Victoria. An event designed to connect and inspire community with creative experience, the Artistry Festival provides a platform to support Canadian artisans, food makers and musicians. Returning from a long hiatus, singer-songwriter Cristia Di Gregorio is among the anticipated performances. "It's been a long hiatus from performing my own material. I released The Whiplash Curve in 2014 and was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer just after the CD release. I kept trying to find my way back to music after treatment, singing with Ensemble Laude and then with The Ranters, but the fatigue and pain experienced after cancer treatment made it hard to sustain any kind of musical career," Di Gregorio said in a news release. "I spent a lot of time with trees as I went through treatment. During my first chemo session, a wonderful counselor sat with me and helped me meditate to reduce my anxiety. We went through guided imagery of trees, rooted, bending in heavy winds, not breaking. It became an idea I clung to." The performer says she became a tree hugger on those long walks, falling in love with one particular Gary Oak that offered up a literal hug every time she passed. "A large branch had fallen over in a storm years ago, but it kept on growing. I decided to be like that tree. Even if life knocked me down, I would keep growing," she said. "On my first walk after my mastectomy, I rounded the trail to visit my tree, and I was astounded to see a fresh cut on the fallen branch. The branch I always hugged had been cut back to spare the rest of the tree, just like I had lost part of my body to save my life. That tree and I were sisters." Di Gregorio remains a patient with the BC Cancer Agency. Her energy is returning and she feels ready to take the stage once again. She's set to take the stage at the Artistry Festival as part of singer-songwriter trio Invisible Hands along with Mike Sadava and Tony Di Gregorio on July 27. Musical guests will perform as visitors explore the grounds and discover art installations, live performers, Indigenous culture, an array of foods and an open-air market of more than 130 makers. Artists will be sprinkled throughout the event showcasing two- and three-dimensional art, from body painting and cedar weaving to flower performance and life art fairy dancing as performance artists will mingle. The free festival in the Government House Gardens runs July 27 from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. and July 28 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. On top of the musical performances, a kids' art section aims to capture and cultivate creativity for youngsters while keeping them busy. Those attending must walk, bike, bus or stroll to the festival as there is no parking on site at 1201 Rockland Avenue. However, a shuttle, courtesy Guiali Yerba Mate, is available. Visit artistryfestival.com for full shuttle and performance schedules.